Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in one-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.
In the next 30 minutes, opposition MPP opposes Special Prosecutor Kisiye Jabeng of the latest wanted notice for former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta, citing his failure to appear for questioning.
There are shambolic reasons. I mean, the, listening to you, the thing he outlined as the grounds or the reasons for declaring Ken Ofori-Atta as fugitive are not even criminal offenses. These things are not even known that you want somebody for questioning.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Blessed Suga, and tonight the opposition New Patriotic Party has strongly opposed the special prosecutor's release of a wanted person notice for former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta, describing the move as shambolic and shocking. The office of the special prosecutor on its Facebook page today noted that this action stems from his failure to appear for questioning regarding multiple corruption-related investigations. This comes on the heels of an earlier explanation from Mr. Ofori-Atta himself that he's seeking medical care abroad. Let's get the details because my colleague Ken Jesse has been digging into the matters and also has come up with a number of issues that simplifies the matters for us. Ken, what are the details stated in terms of the reasons why Mr. Ofori-Atta has been declared wanted?
Well, so they've issued a wanted notice, and there you have his name, his sex, his eye color, his hair color, the age. They've stated that he's 66. And then the OSP has provided a space called possible location, and it has provided two locations, possibly, that he could be. That is the United States of America and the United Kingdom. And it states the reason why they've issued this notice of wanted notice. It says this suspect is wanted to answer charges in respect of several cases, including strategic mobilization, GRA contract, termination of ECG BXC contract, National Cathedral payments, ambulance procurement contract, and tax refund account utilization. It says that anyone with information on the whereabouts of this individual should alert the office by calling or sending a WhatsApp message.
And we know
message.
That earlier some details were provided on his medical status. What do we know about that?
Exactly. Those details were provided last week by the lawyers, and it says that please find attached here to a document indicating that our client is receiving medical attention at Mayo Clinic in the USA, detailing his appointment and timelines suggestive of a post-March date when our client may be able to be in Ghana. We shall be grateful if any attendance in person required by your august office is fixed, taking into account the medical report from the doctors. So these were given by the doctors of Ken Ofori-Atta. And then we have this one also here from the hospital directly. It says, hi, Mr. Kenneth Nana Yao Ofori-Atta has been seen and evaluated at Mayo Clinic in Rochester. His medical condition necessitates that he will stay and follow up on his appointments and undergoing further testing and management, including possible surgical intervention in March of 2025. So this is a copy of the letter the hospital sent directly
from the doctors.
Exactly, to the OSP.
And a lot has been unfolding on this. Thanks, Ken. But let's get more from legal practitioner Alfred Papadakwa, who's joining us now. Thank you so much, sir, for spending time with us. The OSP in his reports today explains that the reason why declared the former finance minister wanted, I mean, he's been breaking down the issues for us, and Ken also providing us with some updates on that. Does it warrant some sound reasoning as to why you would want to declare him wanted?
Good evening, and I think what we should all be asking the OSP is, what is he wanted for? What are the offenses that he has committed that he is wanted? Does the OSP have enough evidence to proceed to prosecute Mr. Oforiatta? If yes, then the OSP should proceed to court and prosecute Mr. Oforiatta.
And if your grounds is that he should proceed, you mean proceed and try him in absentia?
Absolutely. Because with what is happening, you'll see that Mr. Ferreira's lawyers have made some correspondence with the OSP. They have opened up to inform him of his whereabouts and the difficulty in him returning to the jurisdiction. If the OSP is not satisfied, why should the OSP issue an arrest, sorry, a wanted, put him on a wanted list?
The OSP has powers of the police, partly, which makes him able to declare a person wanted. He's not gone beyond the remits of the law, is it?
No, the powers that the OSP has of a police had to do with if he suspects upon reasonable grounds that Mr. Oforiatta has committed an offense. So the first thing is that there has to be an offense committed. Now, in all the correspondence of the OSP, do we know the offense that has been committed by Mr. Oforiatta?
At least that is being stated now in the official post on Facebook. Matters relating to the National Cathedral, SML scandal. These are a number of the items listed.
No, these are not offense. Offense is stated in the Act 29.
Yeah, he says corruption related offenses. It's clear in that notice on Facebook.
No. The OSP should let us know, because at this stage, you see, if you look at the regulations of the Office of the Special Prosecutor Regulations 2018, at this stage, the OSP is undertaking a full-scale investigation. That is the stage he's gotten to, full-scale investigation. And in the under this place, you would have to invite any person that you think is related to the issue. Now, you've invited the individual. His lawyers say he's unavailable because he's indisposed. If the OSP is not convinced and he thinks he has enough evidence to proceed or prosecute him, he should proceed and prosecute him. But if you declare him wanted, the presumption is that he's running away and you don't believe his lawyers. That is what the OSP is saying.
Yeah, but OSP has explained his case, right? The fact that this gentleman we're talking about has not stated at any point that he is willing to come on a specific date. And the inability to find a specific timeline is what is forcing the OSP now to act.
So is the OSP saying by declaring him wanted, he will be coming, or the OSP wants to force him to come because he has declared him wanted? The point I'm making is that if the OSP has enough grounds to prosecute him, he should move to court and prosecute him.
Okay, and fortunately, the national organizer of the NPP, Henry Nanabuachi, is also joining the conversation. And thanks, Nanabi, for joining us. Clearly, your party is not happy about what's happening. In fact, the OSP is scaling up his activities and now clearly declaring the former finance minister as wanted.
Good evening. I am particularly humbled as to why the OSP is still engaging in this drama and this sensational act of going nowhere. I mean, how can you declare a person who is not under arrest or who has not been arrested on any suspicion, any grounds whatsoever of any crime, or had he been charged with a particular offense? How? And just like the respected person you just spoke to, look, even if Mr. Ofuaka should appear before you, he has rights enshrined in the Constitution to be mute, to keep quiet, not to answer even a question from you. He has that right. It's enshrined in the Constitution. So even if you call them, even a person should appear before you and he decides not to talk. So what do you do? If you have enough evidence, proceed to court. If you have evidence that is prosecutorial enough, go to court. I read it, and it says that anybody with information or is whereabout should alert the Office of the Special Prosecutor. And I'm like, this is laughable. Why? Because you are in touch with his lawyers. In fact, at a time when you even said you did not believe the fact that he is out of the jurisdiction on medical grounds, the health facility also wrote to you. They have an address, an email address. A doctor signed it. So they are in correspondence with you. So how do you declare somebody a fugitive, somebody wanted, just within a certain period of, 2 weeks, or let's say 3 weeks? The first time we wrote to Mr. Ofuaka was, I think, on the 22nd of January. It's not even up to a month.
Tell me, in all of his activities, where has the OSP faulted now?
But that is exactly what I'm saying. I mean, if you think that you have enough grounds, because you've mentioned some cases where you need his presence to conduct some investigation, if you think that you have enough evidence against him and that you want to proceed to court because he is wanted for these offenses and you have evidence, then proceed to court.
And Nanabi, the point about being preemptive on the OSP, that has also come to the fore, isn't it? Knowing that the OSP has never stated, ever since his press briefing, that he intends to directly prosecute Mr. Ofuaka. He's never mentioned that. So why is Ken Ofuaka not willing to at least provide the answers to the questions that he's been yearning for?
If you don't intend to prosecute the person, then where are all these string of drama leading to?
Yeah, but you're preempting him, correct? You're preempting that perhaps he wants to directly prosecute Mr. Ofuaka. The point is that he says there are a number of questions to be answered.
That is why I'm saying that the person can even appear before you. The person has an inherent right under the 1992 Constitution even keep quiet, to be mute, to be silent.
That has not occurred.
I am only trying to tell you that because the person has that right, if the person is not around and you think that you need him for investigation, and he says that, look, I am not well, I am receiving medication outside, so I'll be in, because the doctor said that they are undertaking series of medical examination, and they will be willing to at least give a date in March. So in March, they can tell you that, oh, maybe he will come at this time. Because some of these tests and exams they are doing may lead to some other procedures. So what I'm in a rush for? That is why I'm saying that he's being unreasonable. Unreasonable in the sense that the very first time you wrote to Mr. Ofriata was on the 24th of January. Mr. Ofriata, for almost about a year now, was no longer the finance minister. He's been in the country. And you were the OSP. And all of these issues are already in the system. We know them already. The SML issue, we know them. In fact, the president caused KPMG to thoroughly investigate this matter. When they finished, the president, out of transparency, the former president, out of transparency, even published, made it public. So these are issues we know already. The National Cathedral issues we know already. All the issues he's mentioned, they are not new. But Mr. Ofriata, he was in the country. He's not been finance minister for almost about a year. And he's been in the country since. And he only left 2nd of January. And even when he was leaving, he sought permission. And even after the new chief of staff came, he again wrote to him. So if you think that you need the person badly, I mean, there are so many options to you. Why? At the time you were conducting the investigation on the Airbus, you traveled all the way to UK to go and interview Sir Mahamat, President Mahamat's brother. So if you need the person that badly, his physical presence, you need that badly, you can again go to the United States of America to interrogate him.
Okay, and by this you're clearly telling us on live radio that Mr. Ofriata is in the US?
But the hospital wrote to the office of the special prosecutor.
I'm saying that because on this official notice, red alert by the OSP, he says perhaps Mr. Ofriata may have been to the US or the UK, because there's no certainty as to where he is. Can you clearly tell Ghanaians where Mr. Ofriata is?
I am going by strictly what the health facility wrote. They said that Mr. Ofriata is their patient.
But they haven't said that he's stationed at their health facility.
He can find out.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. That's why I'm asking. You are a law-abiding citizen. I believe that you'd want to aid a law.
I don't know what I'm trying to tell
you. So do you know where Ken Ofriata is?
Oh, I know that the health facility that is in the United States, and they are conducting some medical examination.
Ken Ofriata is in the hospital as we speak.
I know that the hospital has written to the OSP.
My question, sir, is about where we can locate the former finance minister.
But that is what I'm trying to say. His lawyers are there.
I haven't asked about his lawyers. I'm asking about where he is.
No, but that is what I'm saying. The hospital, the letter from the hospital, is the United States of America.
Yeah, I'm asking you because you've told us you're urging the special prosecutor to go to the U.S. just as he's done in the case of Mr. Muhammad. To the UK. Yeah, and that's why I'm asking right.
If you need him badly, you can just write to his lawyers that you want to have. Maybe a Zoom meeting with him.
I get that. I'm just saying because you are throwing up that challenge to the OSP, perhaps you are closer to Mr. Ofriata than the OSP. Are you able to provide the address, perhaps, where he is, where he's located in the US?
Oh, the hospital. I mean, the hospital wrote to him. So
okay, so Mr. Ofriata is in the hospital as we speak.
He is at the hospital.
I see. And this is a good time to bring in Adam Senano, who's an anti-corruption campaigner. Adam, you've been listening to the NPP's point on this. They are categorically telling us that Ken Ofriata is hospitalized now. At least that's what we're getting from the leadership of the NPP.
Well, I don't think that the correspondence so far has been definite on that. And I think that what we should recognize is that any law-abiding citizen of the country, when invited by a security agency for questioning, ought to demonstrate the willingness to do so. If you're not available immediately, you ought to be providing specifics. So say, in 2 weeks, in 1 month, and obviously the entity would then ask you for further and better particulars. Where then if you're in a medical facility, the medical facility should be able to say, look, we are doing tests for the next 2 weeks. After that, if the thing, the prognosis is good, we release him, he comes back. If not, we're going to surgery for another 2 weeks. We estimate that maximum in 6 weeks, he should be able to come back. That kind of specificity, I'm sure, would reassure any security agency that, in good faith, this individual has a commitment to coming back and answering the necessary questions. So far, that has not happened. When Mr. Ofeta responded and said he was unavailable indefinitely, I think that is what began to trigger this downhill situation. You can't tell a security agency. In fact, I don't think that any citizen would dare give that kind of response ordinarily, that you are indefinitely unavailable. And then going on, yes, there was a medical report or letter, but that again did not have the specifics that someone who says, I need you to engage with you and to reassure them. And matters were made worse when they then accused the OSP of raiding the house. I think that between him and his lawyers, they should give a definite sense of when he will be available, because every citizen must be willing to provide themselves, make themselves available, and that's a sign of accountability.
Okay, let me attempt one more time, since Nana B is with us, to provide some more answers. Nana B, are you still there? We seem to have lost Henry Nana Boachi, who's national organizer of the NPP. But I was just going to find out then from him as to the issue about the definite date. But that's not forthcoming, Adam.
The problem, you know, even when eventually he says he's in hospital, the documentation doesn't say that. They just say he is our patient. They are not specific to say he is there.
Yeah, Adam, hold on briefly. Let's clear that off with Nana B, because he's with us. Nana B, the question from anti-corruption campaigners, the point about when exactly Ken Ofori-Atta would return.
I will not be able to say so, but then what I gathered from the letter from the health facility said that they will be able to provide a date in March, because they are running series of medical tests on him. That
so all you can tell us now is hearsay, if I may put it that way, report.
No, that is what I'm trying to say, that they will be able to provide a date in March, not in March. But this is where I've always been saying that, look, if you need somebody for investigation, a healthy correspondence, it doesn't hurt. Healthy correspondence, if you are not in agreement with what the other party said, you can always seek clarification.
Yeah, I get it. And it appears now that Ken Ofori-Atta's case must be that serious. The leader of your party, at least then flag bearer of your party, who you worked with closely, Dr. Mahmoud Obamia, was just in the U.S. a couple of days ago, together with high-ranking officials of the NPP. In fact, your own boss, Justin Kodjia-Frimpong, the general secretary, was there with him, together with some MPs. Why didn't the former vice president pay a visit to Ken Ofori-Atta just to see how well he's doing or otherwise? I mean, we're all concerned about his health now.
Oh, I'll find out from them if they did. I'm not too sure if they were able to pass by, but I'll find out from them.
Dr. Baumia couldn't visit Ken Ofori-Atta?
Did you hear my answer?
Because this is the most, by far, the most influential person.
Stay on focus.
That is a difference. You want to deliver a speech.
Yeah, you'll be. Yeah, I mean, the NPP, you say, is a big family.
No. I think that you need to be focused. I mean, these are.
You don't want to go into why your leadership failed to at least care for the former finance minister. No, you say it's not well.
I'll find out. You are now making a categorical statement that they failed. How will you know if they did so? So that is why I'm saying you have been honest.
So Dr. Baumia will pay a visit to Ken in the U.S.? At least he's in the U.S.
That is why I'm saying you have been unnecessarily mischievous. Stay online. Stay focused.
You were controlling partly the itinerary of the former vice president when he was campaigning.
That is what I'm trying to say, that whatever they do, I mean, there'll be some, if it is their own private arrangement, I don't know. I can confirm. But as we speak, the reasons why I was called for this interview, I'm not sure that it covers that angle, and I don't know. That is why when immediately you asked, I said that I am not aware, so I can find out. And I think that we should have moved on. So if you continuously try to push, then obviously I can only conclude that you have been unnecessarily mischievous.
Okay. Well, I'm also just doing my job, by the way. Adam, you've heard the response from Nana B.
Yes, I have.
Your take, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Adam, yes.
Sorry, you said I've heard a response. What was the question?
Yeah, on the issue of the specific date, yes.
And that's unfortunate, and that's the reason why the OSP has proceeded on this trajectory. You know, I think they wanted much more concrete, you know, affirmation that this is what is going on. I think that if they had not ended up with even the accusation of the OSP raiding, it made the relationship, you know, would have been more cordial. As it is, I think ideally, they should just, if I were the representatives or the lawyers, I probably want to reach out, apologize for that last communication suggesting that they had intentionally raided the house and all that, and try and facilitate an engagement with the hostel if he really is there, because all of us are wondering exactly where he is at the moment. And try and give a definite response. Otherwise, this would be setting a very wrong precedent that anyone can just begin to say indefinitely I'm unavailable. That wouldn't augur well for good governance in this country.
And of course, we're grateful to you, Adam Sedanu. Nana B, any final comments on this as we wrap up?
Yeah, I think that the OSP can do his work. I mean, without engaging in, again, this kind of drama, if you think that you have sufficient evidence to prosecute, prosecutorial evidence, you can proceed to court. I mean, this is not a big issue. And I don't think that, and again, the last time I spoke to you, I made this point. The day he had his press conference, he mentioned that he has intelligence that Mr. Ofuriatta himself orchestrated the raid on his own home. And it turned out that it was not true. As we speak, he's not even issued an apology. And this is even serious. The Office of the Special Prosecutor, you move in this tangent where you just speculate that you have intelligence. Then I ask, what kind of intelligence are you then working with? What kind of intelligence? Again, you also mentioned that Dr. Sheikh Mustafa Hamid is under investigation. When at the time you said that, he had not even received any information. He had not received any invitation. He didn't even know. He just had it on on the platforms, just like any other person. And I don't think that is how the special prosecutor should be doing
okay.
His work.
Right. And we're grateful for your time. But just to state on record as well that we're not being mischievous with that question on you know, whether or not the vice president, former vice president, Dr. Mahmoud Obamia, was going to visit Ken Ofuriatta. Clearly, he is in the U.S. or he was in the U.S. at least over the weekend. And that's why we're asking the question. But grateful for your time, Henry Nanapwachi, national organizer of the NPP. And to you, Adam Senanu, as well as lawyer Alfred Papadankwa, for spending some time with us here on Top Story. I'm Blessed Suga. Next, it's Newsnight.